So I started this thought, that I was going to speak solely about a story that I told previously about the biggest part coming last for me. But then I remembered that this is about balance and that I need to be actually speaking about a way that I can reference the biggest part for me, which came last, and how that achieved balance for me in a life that really sounds quite chaotic and really, really is full and quite beautiful. I have five children. They're fantastic. Three of them are adults, one is almost an adult, and one turned 15 on Sunday. So I run the gamut from 15 all the way up to 25, and it's weird. It's very weird. I've been called a lot of things in both career and life, but I will get to that in just a little bit. So, the biggest part that came last. I was pregnant with my last child, and I had been a doula for several years, and I kind of stumbled into doula work accidentally. I accompanied both my sister and another friend of mine for their births simply because their partners at the time were unable to be there. And I was good at holding space, so I did. It was something that I really enjoyed being able to take part in and enable my friends to kind of walk the line and serve as the balance between not a parent and a parent. I did not provide medical care. That is not what a doula does, but we just walk the line and we try to help that couple, that family, that woman, that person achieve balance. So I'm going to fast forward to when I'm pregnant with my last child. And for me, the decision to have birth the way that birth was normal for me meant seeking out the care of a midwife that looked like me, because that midwife would understand that the pulse ox that is used to gauge my oxygen saturation was not designed to pick up my skin tone. That midwife was going to affirm for me what birth could be, because for many people who looked like me, that had been denied, or that had been maligned, or women who labor like I do or like I did tended to not be believed for their pain, or not be understood for whatever anguish they may be going through in order simply to feel comfortable enough to give birth. So we fast forward, and I made the choice to have which was, for me, going to be my third home birth. And for those of you who are familiar with home birth, it's basically everything that happens in a hospital, only the equipment is brought to you in your own home. And as a planner, I had everything all set. You've got your birth kit, you've got your midwives, you've got your assistants, you have your way to the hospital in case you need it. I didn't think that I was going to need it because not only did I plan everything, but I knew everything. And at my last appointment with my midwife, I got the two words that no pregnant person really wants to hear who is planning on having a normal birth, and those were frank breech. What that means is baby's head is up, but baby's butt is not. So baby's butt is down and baby's head is up, which means the biggest part is coming last. So, as the stubborn person that I am, but also as somebody who wanted to strike the balance between what I wanted and what I believed in and what was safe for me versus what was safe for my baby, I asked, can I do this? My midwife, who was skilled and who assured me, the OB who backed her up, assured her that it was actually safe. So I proceeded with my plans and had what I thought was going to be the most glorious experience, and it really was. It really, really, really was. Only the plan to have everybody present, meaning my spouse and perhaps my children would be asleep, turned into my mother coming. My spouse needing to travel, and he was out of town and in Chicago trying to make his way home in a snowstorm when my water broke. And I called and said, "So this is happening. I'm going to go downstairs because your mother-in-law is here." And she came up and promptly freaked out and papered my entire floor with those slippery Chuck's plat pads. And I don't know if those of you know that one side is nice and absorbent, the other side is very slippery. So if you can imagine somebody laboring and slipping on these things throughout her house, that's exactly how it happened. My midwife arrived. My baby arrived, and very much the biggest part came last. My daughter mooned everybody in the room on her way here. And she looked at me and opened these beautiful eyes and never cried. She looked at me like she had been here the entire time, because she had. I remember my mother saying to me at that moment, "You're capable, you're strong, and you are amazing. You're doing something that I could never, ever, ever do." And for me, those words were what tipped the balance in my favor. After that point, you know, I went on through life. I went on through graduate school. I earned a master's degree in social work, which is something that I love. I began working in two languages, which again is something that I love. I began working with my wonderful social work supervisor and advisor and mentor, which is somebody that I sincerely love. I've been called a lot of things in life. I've been called girlfriend, friend, sister, parent, social worker, spouse, wife, ex-wife, co-parent. And I heard earlier that women hold up half the sky when the decision to end a partnership, a marriage, a life, something that I had planned was not working in my favor, and I needed to put down my portion just so that I could find balance. The five people that I created with the person that I still love to this day were there to tip the balance once again in my favor. I'm so thankful to be able to parent. I'm so thankful to be able to work. I'm so thankful to be a social worker, a doula, a social advocate, an immigration specialist, a policymaker, but I'm really, really grateful for the five people who always will tip that balance in my favor, and they call me mom. Thank you.